The opinions expressed in the following program are not necessarily the opinions of Salem Media Group, its employees, or advertisers.
Like any business owner, the Christian entrepreneur has to make a profit to survive. But there is also the recognition that earthly profits are not the highest goal. How can you apply your faith in the business world? And how can you use the success of your business as a means of glorifying God? Welcome to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Margaret is a top business purpose coach in the San Francisco Bay Area and has been a business professional for more than 25 years. Her mission with this program is to bring you a biblical and foundational approach to doing business as a Christian. And now, your host for Faith and Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Faith and Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver, and the On the Edge Women in Business Club. You can connect with Business on the Edge through our social media channels at Twitter, Business on the ED, LinkedIn at Margaret Jackson, our new Facebook page, MJ Radio Host, our Facebook group page at On the Edge Women in Business. Post your products, services, events, motivation, inspirational, political views, job ads, whatever you have, ladies out there, go ahead and join that group out there. You can just click on join and we'll make sure that we get you connected to the group. It is a group for you to make your comments and thoughts known. If you want to connect with me directly, email me at faithinbusinessontheedge with your questions or comments and we will respond accordingly. Each week, I like to thank our listeners for tuning in. A great pleasure to have you here. We appreciate your listenership, and we work hard to bring you a great show that inspires your bridging the gap between your faith and your professional development and small business and ministry growth. So we're going to talk a little bit today about tools that really keep you moving, and I have asked Ruth Vanderstein from Financial Education Services to join me once again. We have a great response with some of our show guests, and Ruth is one of those show guests. And thank you, Ruth, for coming again from Financial Education Services, taking time out of your day to be with us to help equip the body of Christ with their ministry businesses and with their for-profit businesses and nonprofit businesses that may not be exactly ministry related in the sense of being behind a pulpit or something, but we want to make sure that there's tools and that there's equipping of the saints that they can go out and develop their businesses and ministries strong.
Thank you, Margaret.
So one of the tools that I want to talk to you about, and before I really get into it, why is it important for you to have the right tools? And I would say it like this. If you were going to build a house, if you were going to build a home, and we can get excited about what we think that home's going to look like. But the fact of the matter is that you have to get the right tools. You have to get the right resources and the right people resources, and you have to go to the right places. And in fact, I recently had some work done on my home. My brother's a contractor, does absolutely fantastic work. He lives in the Midwest, and I flew him out here and I said, hey, I want some wood floors in my home, wood stairs. I didn't know that California homes, most of them don't have actual wood. They're kind of this, I don't know, it's a little bit better than particle boards. But what I learned is getting the right tools. And he says, well, we need to go get some wood. And so I'm driving on my way to Home Depot. And he's like, where are you going, Home Depot? He's like, no, you don't want to go to Home Depot. That's, you know, you want to go to a place that has lumber, that sells wood floors, that, you know, Home Depot would be an arm and a leg, and you can do better. And so I learned a lot about going to the right places to get the right resources to accomplish the goals that we wanted to accomplish. And it's the same thing in business and in ministry, and not to bypass the standards. You know, so often we see in ministries and in the foundation, and I would say within church ministries, I had a fortunate opportunity to work for a mega ministry for a period in my life. And not too long ago, you know, I would say I started my first business back in 2001. So it's been a little bit of time. But in any case, there's a lot of things that are done within a ministry that is I don't know, for lack of a better term, just wrong. It's just bad. And you can't, you don't know what you don't know. And so if you don't fix it, and if you don't find ways to kind of learn and come outside of the box and the church walls to get the right resources so you can be really efficient in how your operations work, you know, you can, and when you create the operations to work well, they really help you expand and grow. And so there's a lot of things that are being done inside the church walls in terms of just, you know, whether it's a accounting or basic operations, IT, it just, you know, just lots of different things, just customer service management. And you know, you know that your congregation, I know this is going to sound, this is probably going to raise a few hairs. So, but your congregation, your customers, I know that you don't call them customers, but they are, and you have to service them. You have to service them well. And they're
also your resources, Margaret.
I
find so many times you just have to start talking to people about what you need. Once you start mentioning to people what you're doing, people will start giving you other resources.
Right. And the other thing is surveys. Surveying your congregation, surveying the people that are working with you. Like, we're developing surveys that we want for Business on the Edge. And so it's time that we start surveying people. So there's a time to begin surveying. Once you figure out really what your, you know, what your products and services are that you're going to offer people and they're working well for, and you're like, okay, this is it. Then you can start surveying, and they will, your customers will teach you, like Ruth is saying, they will teach you what they need, and not only what they need, but how they'll buy from you, or how they will interact, or how they will participate. And let me just say something to ministries and the leadership and well, really the church congregation. And I've said this before, and I drill this because we've been learning the wrong thing. Everything's just not free. And if you get comfortable thinking that everything's free because the church is being a blessing to you, I got news for you. Any hamburger picnic that they've done, someone's paying for that. And yes, you're giving, and you might give your $5. But at the end of the day, you know, all of those things have to be paid for. All of the staff have to be paid for. So when you're getting counseling and coaching and all kinds of other things, even though you're not affording that real cost, that absolute real cost, it is costing the ministry something. So be careful that you don't get frustrated and throw stones at your ministries and places. Any of the houses of worship, ministries, itinerant ministries, they have to operate, and they have an operating budget that we need to recognize. And you know what's interesting, Ruth, is that I see more Christians throw stones at the ministries for asking for money when the secular community is asking for money all day long, every day. If you go to the gas station, yes, go to the gas station, you know what they want? Money for you to get gas. You know, that's what they want. When you go to grocery shop, you can go to the grocery store, and if you want to take anything out of that store that's a product that's available there, you have to pay for it. And if you don't, of course, then that's, you know, that's stealing.
You don't get the service or the product.
Well, they can take it, but it's stealing. But what I'm
not
saying,
legally anyway.
Right. So here's some sources that can help you. And we're going to talk a little bit. You know, I know I'm developing a foundation here, but we're going to talk about this today because it's important that you have resources that help you build your business and ministry well. The Barna Group. The Barna Group is a great resource for you to build your business and understand what's going on out there. Why, you know, they have this article out there right now that, and what's the Barna Group? The Barna Group watches what's going on in the church community. Okay, so they're a research company for the Christian community. So if you want to find out what's going on, and if you want to find out how things are being measured, the Barna Group is the place to go. And it's, if you want to go to the Barna Group, you go to www.barna.org, and you can find this information. And so they have an article out there that's five factors Changing Women's Relationship with Churches. That's an interesting article. So if you want to go out there and check it out, they have percentages from, you know, 1993 to 2015. What's going on with women? In fact, so if you're building a business plan and you're a ministry that minister to women, this is information that you're going to want to know. We're going to go to a quick break, and I'm going to give you a little bit more of that information. Ruther and I are going to talk a little bit more, and we're going to give you a ton of resources in this Faith and Business on the Edge this week. You're listening to AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
Faith and Business on the Edge continues in a moment on AM 1100 KFAX. Now back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson and my guest in this, here in my head with me is Ruth Vanderstein from Financial Education Services. And we're going to do a little bit of bridging the gap between business and faith with providing you tools. So if you have pencil, paper, or, you know, if you want a copy of this podcast, this, well, it's not a podcast, it will be a podcast, but if you want a copy of this message, let us know, or information, connect with us. And you can connect with me at 408-205-4056. That's 408-205-4056. And you can connect with Ruth Vanderstein at Financial Education Services, 888-977-1222. So we're trying to help somebody. And so, like I said, the Barna Group is a great group for you to get information. If you're building a business plan for your ministry, and if you are not, and I've seen this, I've done business plan workshops and ministries that come are baffled because they're like, why do I need a business plan? And I don't see the value in this. More ministries I see do not see the value in learning the basic foundations of operating and running and developing a business, because they are separating the fact that they're a ministry. You're a ministry, but you are a business. And if you want to be a sustainable ministry and business, you need to understand that there's a foundation that goes to that, that you need to develop. And business plans is a roadmap. And you can develop a business plan where you can just kind of do the bones of a business plan. And I can help with that if you're interested in that. So because you're not getting like loans or some sort of venture capitalist, because they're not really giving into ministries, but it is a roadmap for you to be successful. When God says, you know, write the vision down, make it plain so those who read it can run with it. You're not even writing the vision down so people can run with it. You're piecemealing your ministries together, and then you're asking God, God, bless my ministry. So you need the right tools to be able to function. And so some of the tools that I like, I wrote down some of my top favorite tools, and the Barna Group is one of those tools. Electronic emails like Constant Contact, MailChimp, those are some great tools for you to communicate with your audience and networking with them. And don't just drill them on what you're selling them your event, or come to my event, or do this or do that. Make sure that you're connecting with them at other times. Like one of the things that I do for the On the Edge Women in Business Club, I do these take fives throughout the week. I do at least one a week. I try to do maybe two to three, but sometimes it's difficult because you're running, but it really is an opportunity to stop, take a breath, and share some information. No selling. It's never any selling on that. It's always about how you can benefit in terms of motivating you in your during your week at some point. So I give that out. We do soft touches in our emails, and we think about what's out there that you can get that we can help you obtain. And it's not, and it might be low cost to no cost. So social media. Use your social media smart. You know, you need to be on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. If you have a ministry or business that's very picturesque, then Pinterest is a great place to be as well. Podbean, we're on Podbean, so that's a great place to be. If you're a speaker, you know, Podbean is really inexpensive. It's like $8 a month, really. I mean, you know, you can schlep cans and get $8 a month to do Podbean. You know, right? And you can monetize that.
Stand out with the sign on the street. You can get that money.
You can get more money than that. Sign out on the street, you're getting about $40,000 a year, tax free.
Stand out there on your lunch hour. You'll be good.
Right? Or you can also get a permit to panhandle. Did you know that?
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
You can.
All right.
You can get a permit. So that's a few of my best on the list. I'm going to give you some more before the end of the show, but I want Ruth to share some of her best tools for you to have to help you with your financial ends of things, like your credit and all of that.
Well, if you want to pull a credit report where you can get all three bureaus and all three credit scores, you want to go to creditchecktotal.com. That's creditchecktotal.com, and you will pull the credit report for $1. You'll need to use a credit card, and then you need to cancel the service within 3 to 7 days, and they will only charge you $1 on the credit card. Now, when you call to cancel the service, it's automated by telephone. I've never had any issues. They're a company that's run by Experian. The credit reports are pretty accurate. But remember, there is no credit report out there that you can run that would be as accurate as a mortgage person running your credit. So it's a good place to start, because if you have any collections on your credit report, you don't want to let a mortgage person run your credit, because if they do run the mortgage credit report, it will stop you from being able to settle the debt with the collection companies that you need to deal with. So always run your credit first before going and applying for a mortgage.
There you go.
Then
let me just interject something right there really quick, Ruth, is that because churches want to church plant. They want to buy buildings. And so that's something to make sure that you're thinking about when you're going forward. And of course, you are set up as a nonprofit structure. But if a credit report is required, then, you know, certainly take Ruth's advice with regard to that. Make sure that the debt is settled if there's any. So you can go. You were saying, Ruth.
Yeah. Okay. And then there was a couple other ones that I really enjoy. If you want to do videos, to email videos where you can communicate information to your clients and prospects, go to bombbomb.com. So it's bombb.com. You can send, I think, up to 500 emails for $25 a month. It's a great tool I use to help educate on credit repair, how to deal with late payments, how to deal with collections and that type of thing. And you can find those videos on my website. And then the last thing I really wanted to bring up was if you're trying to deal with a company that you cannot get a human, go to the website. It's called gethuman.com. So GETHUMAN.com. And it's going to give you a phone number to speak to a live person for any type of company you're trying to talk to. So that has been a great resource for me.
So these are some really cool resources that can help you bring some stability into your company. Your ecosystem is so important for you to move your business forward. And I like to just say business and not really differentiate from business and ministry. If you're a for-profit, you're a ministry. You're out there as a king. You know, you have your kings and priests. So just for the sake of keeping things simple, your business need these different types of resources depending on the type of services that you're providing. I like the bombbomb.com resource. Mm-hmm. Video emails are fantastic. If you're a pastor or if you are a ministry for women, and I was mentioning that earlier, if you're just tuning in, Barnett Group is a great place for you to find out statistically what's going on. Why? So you can target. You still have to target your audience. You still have to find a way to attract the audience that you're called to minister to. You know, when, I have a background in production and in media. And so as a producer and director, and I would go and talk to ministry pastors, and I've done it, you know, in different places all over the United States. There's a question that I always ask, and I typically get the same answer about 98% of the time. I'll say, who's your target audience? Who are you? who are you ministering to? And most of them will say, and I'm going to give you a second to answer it yourself. Okay. Most of them say the world, everyone. Well, that's not what Jesus said. Jesus gave a command for everyone, the saints of God, to go out and minister the gospel to the whole world. So it was a mandate for all of us, which means that we are not called to minister to everyone, because I'm not going to be able to minister to everyone. Why? Because I may not be able to minister to a group of male, you know, hockey players, possibly, you know. So there's different people that you have an anointing or a gifting to talk to. So it might be, I'm probably not going to talk to your 3-year-old kids, you know. That's not right. You know, so that's why we have, you know, even when you see media on television, you have cartoons, you have women during the week watching their stories. Why? Because you're targeting your audience for different areas. You know, you've got sports that minister to men all weekend long, So why? What is the world doing? The world is trying to make sure that they're talking to their audience that will listen to sports, or that will, you know, if they're cartoons, if they're teenagers, if they're tweens. So you have to understand that we're doing the same thing in the ministry and in business. So we're going to go to a quick commercial break. I'm being counted down here. So you're listening to AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We're going to dig a little bit deeper when we come back.
This is Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX. We'll be right back with more in just a moment. You're listening to Faith and Business on the Edge with business coach Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson and my guest, Ruth Vanderstein from Financial Education Services. We're just talking to you today a little bit about tools that can make your life easier within your business. And we talked about the Barna Group. We didn't talk about Salesforce. I really like Salesforce. If you're in a business that you need to sell, Salesforce is a great tool for small businesses. And so if you go out to Salesforce.com, it is fantastic. It is a great tracking system for you to make sure that you're tracking your customers, your target customers, where you're at in that process. Fantastic. We talked about electronic emails like Constant Contact, if you're just tuning in, to get messages out, bulk messages out. And one of the things that I would say about a Constant Contact or MailChimp, and you're watching, you can have, let's just pick a number, 1,000 emails in Constant Contact. But if half the people are not opening your emails, kick them off. Kick them off. You say, well, I want to kick them off. You know why? Because you're paying for every email up to a certain amount. So in Constant Contact, you know, for 500 emails, you're paying $15. But if they're not looking at your email for 6 months or more, they may have changed their email. You make sure you clean that out. And typically, Constant Contact and MailChimp and these places are really capturing that information. But if they're not interested, kick them off. Why? Because you're paying for this use that you're not really getting out of it. What you want to do is do kind of like a purging. Every so often, I go purge my Constant Contact. We use Constant Contact. And I purge it, and I get, you know, emails out and people out that just aren't connecting. Why? And then I'm pulling people in who are opening our emails. Why? Because I want to increase my open rate. I don't want, you know, we have a pretty decent open rate. And so I like to keep my open rate up. And so we have a goal of increasing our open rate to 90% or higher. And that's unheard of. And you know why? Because you have people in your email that aren't even opening it. They're throwing it in the trash can. So you're like, well, maybe that one day, well, they know how to connect with you. And that's why you are marketing and advertising and branding. And if they want to come back and reconnect with you, they can do that. Otherwise, don't pay for them to be there. And you can pay maybe a lesser rate as a result of that. So make sure you're purging.
Yeah, Margaret, I think MailChimp will give you free up to a certain amount of contacts.
Right. So check and see what service works best for you, and what the features are sometimes, and that's great. So if it's low cost and no cost, then, you know, find the you know, again, the you know, the, in terms of the mail, email, electronic email, what works best for you. And so, and if you're just getting started, then that's a great place to start as well. But keep that in mind as you kind of, you know, you move forward in your email campaigns and open rates and all of that, and progress in your business. Podbean.com. I like Podbean. We are a new subscriber to Podbean, probably about 6 months. We are now podcasting our shows. And not only are we podcasting our programming for the Money 2.0 Business on the Edge show and here the Faith and Business on the Edge show, but we're podcasting information. And I don't want to, I don't know that I would call them training, but I would call it, podcast is, I guess, you know, with regards to business. You know, we have podcasts out there that deal with, in fact, we did a podcast with you, Ruth, on just your credit scores. And that's part of the subscription.
Yes, how to raise your credit.
Yes, we did that. That podcast with how to raise your credit score and how to, and the things what to do and the things what not to do. That's part of our subscription. We have two choices in terms of how you want to deal with the podcast with us. You have a free subscription. And so anything that comes into that free subscription, you're welcome to listen to whatever you want, share it. Absolutely fantastic. And then the subscription, you have three choices on how you can subscribe. That's Small Business Titans, Women in Business Titans, and Faith-Based Business Titans. And so inside those podcasts, and I'll just tell you, if you subscribe to any one of them, you're going to get all of the premium content that's there. And it's only $9.99 a month for those podcasts. And we're going to upload another 20, 25 in the next week or so. So we're excited about that. But my friends, you know, business industry friends are already putting their podcasts in. We're recording them and we're getting new information up, content that you cannot get anywhere else in terms of what we're doing with the podcast. We're not, you know, it's not here on the radio, but we want to give you a mix of information. For example, there's a show out there from the Money 2.0 show, Business on the Edge, with Ann Byler. And I think I mentioned this last week, Ann Byler, the founder of Auntie Ann's Pretzels, and how she built this great company, the largest mall pretzel in the world. So we're excited about that, having that out there. But we have a lot of podcasts out there that will help benefit your business. And you can listen to it on your own time. And again, a monthly cost of $9.99. Really, that's peanuts to help you, you know, get motivated, inspirational content that you know, that we're recording. Absolutely fantastic. But you can do it as well. Podbean, if you have content that you're a speaker or you're creating information, Podbean is a great place to be. And in addition to that, we are on iTunes. So Podbean pushes that to iTunes. So we have iTunes, we have an RSS feed. So it really gives you much more exposure. So that's a great tool to have as well. So some of the resources that Ruth talked about, creditchecktotal.com, great, bombbomb.com, great. That's video emails. And if you want to get connected with some of Ruth's content, you can get that at her website at fesexperts.com. That's Financial Education Services website, fesexperts.com. She has probably about 30 different bomb videos out there. And you can also kind of see what that product will look like if you're interested in doing something like that. And let me just tell you, these tools that we're talking about, there's no residual anything that we're getting. We just like these tools and they can benefit your business.
We want to make your life easier.
Absolutely. You know, and every tool isn't for you. You have to find what's going to work in your ecosystem of your business. And I would say this, definitely do your business plan. If you don't know how to do a business plan, call me at 408-205-4056 and I'll help you with that. If you need money and funding, your business plan is going to help you do that. To get, you know, you think that I'm going to set up my nonprofit, I'm going to get a bunch of grants. Well, it's not that simple. You know, I wish it were. If it were, everyone would be doing it, really.
Right.
And they're not doing it another tool that's great for you, Blog Talk Radio. Again, you know, if you're a speaker and you've got content, Blog Talk Radio is a great place to be. And they have a subscription level that is free. So you can do the free subscription level, and that'll and then you can gravitate from there depending on how your Blog Talk Radio show does. Now, getting into some of the nuts and bolts, smallbiztrends.com. Just basic practical things and articles that you can get that help you make decisions on forming a business, management teams, personnel, whether or not, you know, what's the, you know, pay rate that you should pay your employees, things like that. Important to have. Don't blow these things off. It's like, I'm a ministry. I don't need to know this stuff. Yes, you do. Do you know how many itinerant ministries just struggle? Because there is not a strong foundation in terms of doing business in a practical way and really having the resources to get yourself out there and be actually effective. And so you want to be effective in what you're doing. And I've got a couple of more resources for you. We're going to go to a commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to wrap up and we're going to have Ruth share a little bit more about some of her resources. AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
Faith and Business on the Edge continues in a moment on AM 1100 KFAX. Now back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We've been talking about tools, available tools that you can use that will help build an ecosystem within your business. I know I said business and ministry. When I say business, I mean ministry, just so you stay on track with me, because your ministry is a business and your business is a ministry. So, but I want to circle back to the women really quick in terms of, say, for example, you're building your business plan for a business, a ministry that you have for women. And for example, we had Pastor Chiquata on, Susan Chiquata, for her sister-to-sister business. And the Barna Group tells us that there is a change going on with regards to women and their relationship to church. And so, in fact, we're seeing an increase of the unchurched women. It's about 46%. In 1993, it was about 44%. In 2015, it's about 46% of women are unchurched. So that tells you, if you're writing your business plan, that there is almost 50% of women that are unchurched. And so when I look at it, and they did this little kind of like this pie chart, and it says, when was the last time you went to church among adult women? 7% of women said they've never been to church. 36%.
Why do you think that is, Margaret?
Well, I think that you're going to always have an element of women or people in general that have not been the church for some reason. That could be because of their upbringing.
Is it because their spouse doesn't go with them?
Their what?
Their spouse does not go with them.
No, women tend to go to church without their spouse on most of the time, on an average, on a higher average than the spouse not going and presuming that all of these women are married, and they're not. But it can be upbringing. It could be, you know, if their parents were atheists, it could be a lot of different reasons why, you know, I've never been in a church. And so we have 36% that in the past week, you know, when was the last time? So 36% of women said, I've been to church in the last week. 10% says I've been in the last month. 9% says I've been in the last 6 months. Not in the past 6 months. 38% of women says I have not been to church in the past 6 months. So if you're writing a business plan, you have data that says, okay, you know that you can target 30% of the women population. And typically what happens is ministries target Christians more so than unchurched or people that have never been to church. You know, that their media and their brochures and the things that they're talking about doesn't read towards saying that I've never been to church, or I don't know any, your materials, your brochures, your constant contacts, your videos are not saying to women who don't know anything about your ministry that I'm welcome to come or you're welcome to come. And you say that, but none of your materials say that. And it's the same thing in church. You have these big events, and then and you're talking about all of the great speakers. You got Joel Osteen in town this weekend and people like that. But the truth of the matter is you're not telling the world that it's okay for you to come in the way that you speak to them with your marketing, advertising, and branding information. And so if you don't feel like you're really welcome unless someone's inviting you like a family, most people come to church because someone invited them to, you know, or to a ministry because someone invited them to. But we have to start thinking outside that type of box. And so, again, build your business plan. And if you're not sure how to do that, give me a call at 408-205-4056 and we'll get you going on that so you can be effective in what you're doing. Ruth, here's some other, you have some more tools, some more resources. In fact, what about the San Francisco Housing Development Department? You have training classes that you do out there.
Right. I teach people how to fix their credit the first Wednesday of every month at the San Francisco Housing Development Corporation, of course, in San Francisco on 3rd Street. It's a free class. If you were to come to my office and take the class, you would be charged $149. But the San Francisco Housing Development Corporation is offering it to you for free. You can reach them at 415-822-1022. So they also have all types of programs, first-time home buyer programs, assistance in buying homes. They're a great resource. Look them up on the Internet. There's a lot of things that they can offer to you. Or give them a call. They're great people over there, and they will help you. I was also told there's another program that might be coming up when you go through the nonprofit organizations where there could be some companies out there that help you with funds to settle your debt. So give us a call, and you know we'd love to lead you to those type of programs.
And you can connect with Ruth at 888-977-1222. And again, if you want a list of the resources that we're talking about, email me at faithandbusinessontheedge.biz. We'll get that out to you. Give us a call at 408-205-4056 and just let us know whether or not this show, Faith and Business on the Edge, is helping you because we're really excited about it. I've got an event that I just have to share that you're just going to absolutely love. I love Superman. Isn't that awesome? Awesome. Yes, awesome. Awesome. That's right. Superhero Run coming to you here in the Bay Area. Absolutely new event, and it is hosted by Tri-City Health Center. The Tri-City Health Center Superhero Run. It is going to be September 19th. It is a 5K, 10K, and a family run. Get your kids out here on this run. I love this. It is absolutely important. You know, we want to get fit. We want to get, you know, we have the highest level of obesity in this country, in the world, here in the United States. Get your kids out there. Get your husband out there. Get your wives out there. 5K, 10K family run, September 19th, 2015 at Quarry Lakes. If you want to register, you can register. Actually, you can call 510-252-6819. Joe DeLay will help you get registered. And this website is bit.ly/TCHC Super Run. And it'll take you to the registration. So bit.ly is bit.ly/TCHC Super Run. I know that's a mouthful, but if you didn't get that, call Joe over at Tri-City, 510-252-6819. And that is that commercial for that. Can we bring it on home? Land Superman. There you go. That's awesome. Get fit. Get fit. God wants you healthy to do what you need to do in your children, your kids, and your family members. So come on out. I'll be out there if you want to say hello to me as well. I will be out there for AM 1100, KFAX, and the other radio stations that we are part of, KDIA, KDYA, KDOW. We will be out there saying hello to you, and I'm going to be out there running. I'm getting it in. I'm doing 10 miles in the gym, so I'm trying to get ready, wearing me out. 50 is great. 50 is great. So, so definitely come out for that. And a couple of other, let's get back to some of these tools. And again, I'm talking about tools, but I'm also talking about planning. You need to plan. You got to write the vision down. It does not have to be, you know, this whole extravagant plan. It really depends on what you need. Call me at 408-205-4056 and let's talk about it. We can, you know, I will actually, if you want to have a talk about it, I will do some free consultations on the best strategy for you, for your business plans, for your ministries. Give me a call at 408-205-4056 and we will have you come to my office and we'll chat a little bit and see, you know, what type of plan makes sense so that way. And you might need a longer plan. You might need, you know, the financials and you know, if you've been in ministry for a while, your ministry business for a while, you know, you might need a little bit more depending on what you want to do. If you're just trying to, you know, that roadmap, then we can do some basic things for you there as well. Small Biz Cron. Oh, another favorite website. Again, this website helps you get information about what's going on, what's trending in, you know, in business, small businesses, and allowing you, I know I'm saying and like a million times, but, you know, Cron, and you can go to Small Business Cron, CHRON.com. I want to say smallbusiness.cron.com. So that's smallbusiness.cron.com. And you can find grants. You can find, you know, small business contests. You don't know what you don't know. And, if you're not researching and trying to, and you're flying by the seat of your pants trying to run your business, then you're going to run your business into the ground. He says, well, I'm not receiving that. Well, you don't have to receive it. I'm just saying that there is a standard. And God wants us to show ourselves, study, to show yourself approved. And if you're not studying anything, and if you're not putting together the education behind what makes you a great business, then you are setting yourself up to fail. And I want to see you win. I know I straight talk here. I'm not sugarcoating anything because I think we have enough sugarcoating information out there for you, and you can have that. But if you want to win, I like winning, and God likes us to win. So we want to put you in a position to allow you to win. We're going to go to a commercial break, and then I have one more great tool for you that I think you're going to love. AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
This is Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX. We'll be right back with more in just a moment. You're listening to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge. We are wrapping it up here. We are making sure that you have the tools. This has been an hour full of resources and tools, straight talk. Get your act together with your business. We want you to win. And we have resources. And this is just the tip of the iceberg in terms of what's out there. Putting together the right ecosystem to make your business profitable, sustainable, has a lot to do with what you're working with and what you're not working with. And again, you don't know what you don't know. So I'm just trying to kind of put you in a situation to kind of think about and start asking questions and let your customers ask questions, do surveys, find out and find out what they like and don't like, find out how they're going to buy from you. And if you're doing a free event in your ministry, it says, well, I'm not selling anything. My events are free. They have to buy into that. So when I say buy, I'm not always necessarily talking about purchasing something. They have to buy into your concept of what you're selling with regards to Christ. And you're saying, well, I don't sell Jesus. Well, the devil is sold all day long in all kinds of mediums, all kinds of, what you have to do is you have to get people to buy in that Jesus Christ is Lord. He is King. You know, God is number one. That's it. And not everyone believes that. And how you present that is going to be important as to whether or not someone's going to come to your ministry or your event or whatever you're doing. And so and bringing in the resources that allows you to continue to do what you need to do is important. You have to be funded. And so you're going to be funded in some sort of way. So those of you who do not like paying for what's going on in ministry and they're always asking for money, the world is always asking for money from you. There's this concept that if it's church or if it's faith-based related, it should be true. It should be free. That's not the case, because you have lights, you have brochures, you have gas, you have food, you have just to take care of your own family. You know, you need a paycheck. All of these things and more. I mean, the list is, it can be forever. I mean, you need chairs, you need pens, pencils, you need tables. All of these things somehow has to be bought. The world does it all day long, and we don't complain. But we complain about it when it comes to your eternal life. That doesn't even make sense to me. This is your eternal life. You have an opportunity to help people choose eternal life. And you get upset about giving into a ministry that is trying to get people to come to Christ, trying to put this message out there, or whatever you're doing, ministering to hurting men or men and women, ministering to youth, ministering to kids. And we complain about paying for whatever to keep them moving. Quit complaining. Yep, be a blessing, right? Let the business grow. Exactly.
That's right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have 2 minutes. Ruth, real quick, I'm gonna tell you know, one of the other tools I want you to get, and I was going to wrap up with this, but I want to give Ruth some time here. Intuit QuickBooks. Do your accounting. Make sure that you are doing your financials right. You know, have things in order. Have your business in order. I know that it takes time, and so you have to work it over time to get it in order. You're responsible for what you know. Okay, give me a call, 408-205-4056. Connect with our website at businessontheedge.biz. You can get resources there. You can get our pod beans and podcasts out there, so that'll connect you directly. Ruth, you have two resources, and we have like less than 2 minutes, so
I'll
can you share
you
those?
In just a couple minutes. If you want to have a free recording of a video of your screen as you're trying to show somebody how to do something, Screencast-O-Matic. Screencast-O-Matic, great tool, and it's free. There's also slybroadcast.com, slybroadcast.com. What they do is you record a message, and then you put in all the phone numbers, and it sends it to everybody's voicemail. Very inexpensive, so a great tool to get messages out there
absolutely.
For the people that you want to reach.
That's absolutely. We got to get out of here. This is a lot of stuff. I know that I get on my soapbox, but we're trying to bless someone, and we're trying to get people to heaven, because this road is going to end at some point. You're listening to AM 1100 KFAX. Be good to somebody out there this weekend.
This has been Faith and Business on the Edge, a biblical and foundational approach to doing business as a Christian. To contact Margaret Jackson directly, call 408-357-0951 or email ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. That's ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. And be sure to listen next week at this time for more Faith and Business on the Edge here on AM 1100 KFAX.
The opinions expressed in this program are not necessarily the opinions of Salem Media Group, its employees, or advertisers.